This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong curtailed transportation services to the city's airport today, trying to prevent disruptive pro-democracy demonstrations. Some activist leaders want their protests to continue, even though earlier this week, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam announced the formal withdrawal of an extradition to China bill, a measure that initially sparked months of political turmoil in the streets of China's semi-autonomous territory. Violence broke out late Friday in Hong Kong after demonstrators laid siege to a police station and a subway stop. Hong Kong police used tear gas and rubber bullets against them. A prisoner exchange is taking place between Russia and Ukraine. It is made up of dozens of people, apparently including the 24 Ukrainian sailors apprehended when Russia seized their ship off the coast of Crimea last year. In Moscow for VOA, Charles Maines reports the deal was orchestrated by newly elected Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Early Saturday, buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison, and a Ukrainian state plane arrived at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. While the exact number, list, and timing of the prisoner exchange is not yet known, the leaders of both countries have insisted a large-scale trade was imminent in recent days. In the coming days, we will jointly make an announcement, as we agreed with the authorities in Ukraine, said Russian President Vladimir Putin while addressing the prisoner exchange issue at an economic forum in the far eastern city of Vladivostok on Thursday.
That was Charles Maines in Moscow reporting for VOA. Ukrainian leader Zelensky called today's action the first step toward ending the war between his country and Russia, which supports Ukraine's rebels. U.S. health officials are again warning people to reconsider the use of e-cigarettes as another person has died from a lung illness possibly tied to vaping. There have been about 450 possible cases across the United States. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.